Hey everyone, Roger Teapipe from RogReviews.com here. Welcome to episode 11 of our 2019 AVN Awards podcast series. That means we are getting down to the end. There's probably going to be 12, maybe 13 of these. So we are really getting down to it. I want to thank you all for listening. If you're following me, I want to give feedback. Twitter's a good way, Roger Teapipe on Twitter. Tweet me out a question, a comment, anything you want, and we'll address it in a later podcast. Maybe we'll do some best feedback after the series is done. You can also drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com. There's a feedback button on the website if you're listening to it there, and if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, comment, whatever you like. This is a series where I break down the 2019 AVN Awards. I have been voting in this for over a dozen years, something I take very seriously and have a good time with. We will follow along. We're going to kind of go out of order on some of these down near the end because we're saving the big ones for last. But if you want to follow, avn.com/awards. You might want to just search Director of the Year because that's where we're going to start. Director of the Year. This year we've got six women on the list. So that's certainly been a trend the last couple years. Female directors are definitely showing that they can direct really good features as well as gonzo movies. So it's become a more level playing field for female directors as far as this category goes. We've got Joanna Angel, James Avalon, Axel Braun, Jules Jordan, Caden Cross, Mason, Bree Mills, Mime Freak, Pat Mine, Eddie Powell, Mike Quasar, Jackie St. James, Stills by Allen, Dana Vespoli, and Andy Zane. In addition to all the women on the list, you may notice Greg Lansky is not on the list. He's won the last couple years and asked not to be considered this year. He wants someone else to win. I wonder, just a quick question, which of these names do you think would have been taken off the list if Lansky had put his name in the hat? Who's the bottom, I wonder, in this list? Some interesting choices. Joanna Angel's been really consistent for a lot of years. She makes movies with a very distinct style. I like it. She's got a great sense of humor. James Avalon has sort of resurrected his career. He made some great features back in the day. Now he's making some really solid stuff. Axel Braun, of course, Possession of Mrs. Hyde, his first original feature in a number of years. He's been doing parodies for a long, long time. Original features. He also does vignette movies. But that was a great movie. Plus, he had the Deadpool parodies. That was a solid year. Jules Jordan, one of my favorite directors of all time. I love the way he shoots sex. I love the way he casts his movies. Everything looks fantastic. There's a good, solid focus on the sex. It's just really tough to beat Jules Jordan. He's really excellent. Caden Cross has done a lot of stuff. She's done it really quietly. If you haven't seen the stuff she does for Trenchcoat, it's really unique and cool. She's also been doing some stuff for Lansky. So check out her stuff there. Kind of quietly under the radar, but clearly got noticed. Mason's been doing her thing for a number of years. Really good, solid, hard gonzo. Shoots some of the best blow bangs in the business. Bree Mills, her name's all over this the nomination list. You see her work everywhere. Mime Freak, really nice to see him get recognized. He does this stuff for Archangel. Again, just solid stuff. There's some occasionally sort of breaks formula and tries different things, which is always nice to see. Pat Mine, long time, very consistent director. He shoots the kind of stuff that I think is focused on the viewer, on the fan. He knows who's watching his movies, and he's making movies for them, not trying to add too much, just shoot what is real and what works. Eddie Powell's doing great stuff over at New Sensations. Again, you see at least one of their movies in almost every category, and his name's all over it. Mike Quasar, one of my favorite guys in the business. He's a great Twitter follow, honest to a fault, one of the hardest working people in this business, and makes good movies. And if you haven't seen his features for Wicked, they're really good. It's proof that gonzo directors can handle features when given the chance, and he's done a great job. Jackie St. James has gotten a lot of press. People really love her work, and it's consistently good. Stills by Allen, we mentioned a couple of episodes ago, some allegations coming out. The allegations came out after the nomination list, so it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where he falls on the ballot. Dana Vespoli, I was always a huge fan of Dana as a performer. I think I almost like her more as a director now than I did as a performer, and that's saying a lot. Her stuff is really good, and she's done a lot with very little. When given budgets, her stuff really shines. Andy Zane is really interesting. If you haven't seen the Porn Fidelity stuff, if you like really interesting and dark and sometimes hard to watch porn, they're making some of the best of it. It's really good, and Andy's there. I think, like with a lot of categories, I think you've got 15 names, and you can almost throw out five right from the start, not because they're not good, but because we got a bunch of critics, and this is a weighted ballot. So if you're going to be in the middle of everybody's ballot, you got no shot. If you're going to be at the bottom of a couple of ballots, you're not going to have much of a shot. So I think it's going to come down to what kind of director they want to award. Caden Cross is a sneaky choice here. There's some really excellent movies. You can certainly say the same about Jackie St. James. Axel Braun, of course, had, I think, two of the best movies of the year. I don't see Brad Armstrong on this list, which is interesting because Fallen was great, and Brad also Carnal. Two great movies as well. Honestly, I think you can give it to Jules Jordan a lot. But it kind of depends if you're looking for Gonzo or feature. Jules is making Gonzos and Showcase. That's what he's shooting. I also think it's interesting. I don't see a whole lot of Evil Angel directors on here. I think sometimes Evil Angel is so good as a company that maybe we forget how good their individual directors are. I'm really kind of surprised not to see any on the list. This one's hard for me to predict. I want to say it's Jules Jordan's year, but I got a feeling Caden Cross is going to sneak in there, or it's going to be somebody like maybe like Eddie Powell or Jackie St. James. Female Performer of the Year, we'll go ahead and do that one. Amara Ada, Little Caprice, Misha Cross, Cassie DeLisa, Clea Galtier, Gina Gerson, Ella Hughes, Jasmine J, Anissa Kate, Tina Kay, Alyssa Kent, Cherry Kiss, Apollonia Lapreda, Texas Patty, and Tiffany Tatum. There are some really pretty women here. Little Caprice is really gorgeous. Apollonia is a stunning woman. For performers overall, though, those two are absolutely beautiful. Ella Hughes, Jasmine J, and Anissa Kate are three of my favorite performers, foreign or otherwise. For body of work, I think one of those three, probably Anissa Kate, and then Misha Cross is kind of a dark horse. But I would go with Anissa or Ella Hughes, but don't be surprised if it's Apollonia. She's just stunning. So if you're following along, we are going to skip over Female Performer of the Year. That'll be its own. The last couple will be, that's where you'll find that one. Foreign Director of the Year, Roma Amor, Lindsay Bailey, Herve Bodis, Dick Bush, Danny D, Elise LaCanta, Rebecca Lord, Pascal Lucas, Erica Lust, Proxy Page, Yavi Raka, Tristan Segal, Rocco Siffredi, Frank Vicomonte, and Nacho Vidal. There you've got a couple of Evil Angel directors on that list. This one's tough for me because I don't really see as much from these guys. I see more from Danny D than just about anybody, and Rocco. And they're excellent. There wasn't any one foreign shot production that really stood out for me. Usually there's one or two that I really loved. There wasn't this year. There's a lot of good stuff. So I think this is kind of a wide open category. Mainstream Venture of the Year. Not always my favorite category, because I think sometimes we stretch to recognize what porn stars do outside of porn. Not that I have a problem with them doing stuff outside of porn. I just kind of feel like it should be a little more normalized, and we go out of our way sometimes to award it. You know, maybe that's not the best way. But there's some big things. Asa Akira Family Guy appearance, that's pretty mainstream. Joanna Angel Night Shift, a Choose Your Own Erotic Fantasy. Mick Blue's Racing. So Mick Blue's out racing. And that's certainly a pretty incredible venture, well outside of his comfort zone. Abella Danger, Yeezy Season 6 campaign, Danny Daniels, Dinner with Danny, a really interesting project. Small Hands and Joanna Angel, Doom's Whiskey. Eliza Jane, Getting Dug with High Podcast. Jillian Jansen, Cynthia. Katsuni, Don't Say You Like It. Mia Malkova, God, Sex, and Truth. Logan Pierce, Between the Sheets, Rise of a Working Stiff. Leia Starr, Yeezy Season 6, Misty Stone, 3 on a Ring stage play, Stoya, Edelurzy, Rising, and Danny Wilde, Body to Job. I mean, there's a lot of really mainstream stuff here. Family Guy is a huge thing for Asa. I think what Mick's doing with his racing team is pretty awesome, and that might be one to consider. Male Foreign Performer of the Year, Michelangelo, Alberto Blanco, Christoph Kahle, Christian Clay, Danny D, Charlie Dean, Dorian Del Isla, Eric Everhard, Anthony Gaultier, Joss Likasoff, how do you say that, Leskoff, Juan Lutro, Ryan Ryder, Ruckus, Freddy Nacho Vidal. Yes, folks, Eric Everhard did come back this year, has done some stuff. That was a very welcome addition. Eric's always been one of the best performers in the business. I don't think enough stuff to maybe beat out some of these other guys like Christian Clay or Rocco. People love Nacho, but you might look at Eric as kind of a dark horse there. But I look at Christian Clay and Danny D for the amount of work they did, and Rocco, who's still always excellent. Male Performer of the Year, we will pass until the big one, and MILF Performer of the Year, same way. Most Outrageous Sex Scene, Anal Acrobats 10. Angela Bidarko, Angela White and Marcus Dupree, Carjackers, Olivia Austin, Kate Kennedy, and Cat Pajamas. That was some very interesting work with AVN Awards. Divine Bitches 23, The Hotel Divine, Everything But the Kitchen Sink from Kink.com, Four Dicks Are Better Than One from Legal Porno, that was Violet Monroe, Getting Four in Her at Once, pretty crazy and amazing, Frosty the Snow Job, April O'Neil, Robbie Echo, and AJ, kind of a weird Santa and snowman scene, Jurassic Wood, Lee Raven, something Prove Something, Oiled and Spoiled, Belladonna, The Puppet Inside Me, Wood Rocket, Summer Sluts 2, Adriana Chechik and Mr. Pete, Wrath of God 2 from All Her Love, Xander's World Tour, Rami Rain and Xander Corvus, and Zoe's Squirt Shower from Zoe Monroe and Marcus Dupree. There's some interesting costumed ones here. And then there's some outrageous sex acts. The Violet Monroe scene with four guys in her at once is pretty crazy. Honestly, though, if you're looking for outrageous, the Carjackers from Ivan and Desire, Leia Falcon, Olivia Austin, Kate Kennedy, and Cat Pajamas, running out of places to put these AVN Awards. You can let your imagination run wild on that one. The review for Carjackers will be out in the next couple days on the site. That scene is not one you're going to forget. We can do Niche Performer of the Year, Trends. Okay, two more categories. We'll do these two, and then we'll save the others for the last one. Niche Performer of the Year, Bella Bathory, Jimmy Broadway, Sally D'Angelo, Chad Diamond, Lance Hart, Carla Lane, Erica Loren, Jessica Lust, Marcello, Anastasia Pierce, Ruckus, Julie Simone, Lexi Sindel, Lacey Starr, and Christian Triple X. I think with this one, it kind of depends on what niche you like. There's transgender performers who perform primarily with transgender performers. There are BDSM performers. There are cucks. There are BWs. There are BDSM performers. It's kind of a mixed bag. Julie Simone's been doing this a long time. Her stuff is well-respected. Same with Anastasia Pierce. Those two have to be up near the top of the list. Christian Triple X has been doing his thing for a long time, and he's good at it. Jimmy Broadway is one of my favorite people in the industry. He's super nice. He's funny. He's talented. He does a bunch of stuff, and he absolutely puts everything into whatever performance he's doing, whether it's non-sex or these sort of niche sex things. I really like to see him recognized. But in the end, I think my favorite is probably Carla Lane. I think she's fantastic. And getting behind the camera this year, really, really great job by her. Transsexual Performer of the Year, Shiri Allwood, Michelle Austin, Aspen Brooks, Kayla Cox, Cora Del Rio, Foxy, Aubrey Kate, Chloe Kay, Lena Kelly, Casey Kisses, Annabelle Lane, Natalie Mars, Domino Presley, Chanel Santini, and Tyler St. Sin. I don't have a favorite here. I think Aubrey Kate and Chanel Santini are probably the favorites. They had the highest profile projects this year and are getting the most press. I think they're probably